There's been fake massacres that were blamed on Russia. They're so fake, they're a joke. And this is, again, why you see there's no Western press coverage. You know, people who were supposedly shot by Russians laying in the mud with their hands tied behind their back, but their hands are tied with pristine white ties. And then when they, when this French, brave French reporter, who was actually one of the only ones who went and visited the massacre site, he saw the Ukrainian intelligence people pulling cadavers off out of frozen trucks, laying them on the ground, tying their hands together. And he's testified on that numerous times. Same thing. His life's been threatened. He's been censored in France. But he's another. There's two of them, actually two French reporters, independent of each other, reported the same thing. And then the war itself, massive lies about the progress of the war, about the casualties. You know, even President Trump was duped because his initial advisors to Ukraine were, you know, the one guy he had was an ex-general. His daughter ran a NGO in Ukraine. And so when he was in Ukraine, he was paying his daughter's NGO to take him around and provide security for him. How can a guy whose family is making money from the war be taken seriously in trying to stop the war? And he was feeding President Trump, you know, propaganda information. So initially, you know, President Trump was saying, hey, Russia's lost all these men, you know, really bad, million men. Well, they haven't. They've lost probably about a tenth of what Ukraine has lost.
Shit.
Yep. And Russia, remember I talked about their strategic acumen from the beginning. They saw this is a war of attrition.